You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a big week for vaccine science, as the news echoes around the world of the first person to be inoculated against COVID-19. But not everyone is excited. Lois Chingandu is worried.
We see ourselves as really at the back of the queue. Because of the country where I'm sitting, I have no idea when I'll get a vaccine for COVID. If I get infected today, I might even die from COVID.
Lois lives in Zimbabwe. As someone who works in HIV prevention, she sees parallels to a time when life-saving medication was available but too expensive for most people.
Eventually, when the privileged do decide that it's time to save the poor people, that's when we are going to get the vaccine.
She's involved in a movement called the People's Vaccine, which claims that rich countries are hoarding what little vaccines are available. By paying upfront before vaccines are ready, a handful of countries have secured more doses than their population needs. And that puts pressure on other countries who may find it difficult to compete. But there is one far-reaching initiative that could help, that's trying to ensure that the vaccine doses rolling off conveyor belts right now are distributed around the world fairly. COVAX is a plan backed by the WHO and several other international public health groups. So far, 189 countries are involved. 92 of them will have their vaccines paid for by donors. And the rest, like Mexico, will pay for their own vaccines, but they're likely to get a better deal as a bloc than if they'd negotiated on their own. But in 2021, COVAX will only cover up to 20% of what a low-income country needs. It's a start, but it's by no means enough.
Everybody is going for a finite pie. And so the pie is fixed for now, and everybody wants a slice of it. And there's obviously going to be some jostling and pushing.
Dr. Faisal Sultan is the special assistant to the Pakistani Prime Minister on health. And it's his job to secure enough vaccines to cover Pakistan's 200 million people. He's in talks with all of the main vaccine candidates, but hasn't secured any doses yet. The Chinese company CanSino Bio is running trials in the country, which Dr. Sultan says are going well. But critics say China's using its vaccines as a diplomacy tool.
How much politics is involved in negotiating these vaccines?
Vaccine diplomacy certainly is in play and has been in play for many months now, I think. Alliances and all these things do come into play. But at present, what we are trying to do is work above any geopolitical fray.
Concluyó el proceso de evaluación de la vacuna de Pfizer-BioNTech.
On Friday, Mexico announced that it had approved the Pfizer vaccine to roll out this year. But in Pakistan and Zimbabwe and most of the rest of the world, the idea of a vaccine bringing a return to normal life is still a little too far in the distance to really grasp.